If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
I do have a message here for the players. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. The bar has been set higher than it's ever been set before. The only way for this team and for you as individual players to reach your potential is to be pushed and to be challenged. And that's exactly what I and my staff plan on doing. We are going to push, we're going to challenge. And along with those high standards, there's also going to be a high level of support as well. Everybody in this building is going to be all about helping you guys out. How do you become the best versions of yourselves? That's what it's going to be about from start to finish. When you walk in, it'll be crystal clear, the communication, the structure, and the consistency, and that will never waver. Our mission starting this spring is to win and to win now.
Ben Johnson talking about what his regime is going to be all about. You notice in there too, there's something that Olin Krutz says to us all the time. No matter what your job title is at Hallis Hall, you are in player development. And you have to think about it that way. If you're the dietitian, you're in player development. If you're the massage therapist, you're in player development. If you're one of the people that work in the cafeteria, you're in player development. Having everyone have that mentality, I think, ends up being good for the players.
That's undoubtedly true. It's really interesting. Ben Johnson, like any first-year head coach, comes with questions. Sometimes it's a question of, can this person, you know, really instill their vision? Sometimes it's whatever the question is. Everybody's got their flaws. Everybody's got their challenges. His challenges are leadership that we don't know for sure, and we have to admit what comes across when he's in front of the room as the principal dude. I had heard good things, talked about him. We all kind of have been watching him. He's aced just about every public test there could possibly be. But yesterday, he got the real private test in front of the whole team and talking to the team, talking to specific guys. And today we got an opportunity to hear from players as they discussed what they thought of their new head coach in front of the room.
Yeah, the OTAs are going on, and I honestly think that there are some surprising names of people who are at the OTAs.
Because this is straight up optional.
Uh-huh. People wanting to meet the new coach. I think that's good. Like our guy, Jalen Johnson, for example.
Doesn't have to be there, has young children on the West Coast.
I know there are some people who are surprised.
Some people who are doubting it before it even took place.
That he's there, but he's there.
He is there.
Here's what he said about Ben.
It was a lot. It was one of the longest ones he said he'll have. So, but I think overall, just setting the tone for what we want to do this year. And really just having a sense of urgency right now, not just waiting and going through a process and figuring out what we're going to do, but establishing who we are right now and then working towards that goal. Really just the mindset of winning and winning right now and winning a certain type of way too. I think just having that dominated mentality is something that I took from the team meeting, and it starts now. It starts with the work that we put in. It starts with gelling and being cohesive and understanding what they're going to be asking from us, especially on defense, just understanding the mentality, understanding the mindset and identity that we're going to establish, and really just chasing that throughout the offseason, throughout the training.
Are you the type of guy who gets fired up in April by a new coach? I know the answer to this, but I'm asking anyway.
I've been through it too many times, man. I'm going to get excited when we win in November and December and we change some things and get to the playoffs. That's when I'll be excited.
I appreciate Jalen's honesty.
For sure. But he's here because he wants to be a part of it right from the get-go, and he wants to check it out, and he wants to buy in. He wants to be ready. Man, I'm thinking about our year with him last year. At 4-2, Jalen was excited. He was excited, man. After that Carolina win at Soldier Field when the offense just kept piling up, remember how he had a couple times where he got taken out of the game late in the game.
He's like, that's never happened to me
before. That's never happened to me before. He's feeling like, look at us, look at this. And then the whole thing fell apart and was uglier than any season has ever been.
Yeah.
So
with him then having to exert himself later on in the season to try and get this team back in the right spot and letting it be known, hey, man, this things have got to change around here. Let me be an agent of change.
Yeah, so him and Cole Kmet, like those two guys especially, have seen it turn bad under a lot of different people. And now they want to see it turn good. And Jalen will believe. He'll buy in if there's enough there, for sure. And it's great that he's here. Totally agree.
One of the other people who was there, and he went into chapter and verse on this, was Tremaine Edmonds. Let me ask you guys a question. How old is Tremaine Edmonds?
27.
It's a good guess.
Tanny?
Because he hadn't signed another contract after being drafted in Buffalo.
He's super young, right? Even though he's been in the league a long time. Is he 20? I'm going to go under. I'm $1. 26?
Yeah, that's
correct.
A good call.
He
that's
is
call.
26 years old.
That's crazy.
God, he can rent a car.
he can rent a car. But isn't this year seven?
Six, I think.
So is he off his parents' insurance?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That's a great question.
God, how old was I when I got off my parents'
well,
insurance?
Well, legally 26, right? Oh, yeah. Isn't that where you're supposed to jump off?
That's how old I was.
That's exactly totally where you were.
Yeah, that's exactly
you,
where I was.
You didn't lie about birth certificates?
Nope, not that
old,
time.
Old Spiegel Amante over there.
But yeah, Tremaine's dad played in the NFL, so he's an old football soul. It's part of why I feel so old.
Here's what he thought about the introduction and getting an opportunity to sit in a room with their new head coach.
I think excitement, you know what I mean? We know what we're trying to get to as a program. And I think we're going in the right direction, bringing, you know what I mean, the right people in. And that starts up top with the coaching staff. And then from there, you know what I mean, bringing in the right players. And now that's what this time is for, you know what I mean, building that identity, you know, building that team chemistry to be able to work towards a goal, you know what I mean. But we know that's a long ways away. So we got to start now. We got to build that identity, and we got to put the work in.
How would you describe Dennis Allen's initial vision for this defense?
Yeah, I think it was very direct. Understanding where we at as a football team, understanding, you know, how we're going to get there. You know what I mean? Obviously, the message is the message. Like, we want to win. We want to win now. And I think saying that and being blunt with it is what we needed to hear, because that's our mindset going into, especially the guys that's been here. Like, we want to win, and we got the pieces to win. And I think knowing that the coaches understand that coming in, it's not like we're going to take the back seat. It's like, nah, like, this is what we got. Now let's put the plan to action. So, it's all about the work, you know what I mean? I can tell, you know, just by his energy, his passion, the way he communicated his words, you know what I mean? The tone in which he communicated is all geared towards, now, like, we want this to happen right now, you know what I mean? It don't have to, like, we're not waiting for anything. Like, let's get this thing, let's hit the ground running. And that's what the message is, and you know what I mean? That's what we receive as players. And more than all, like, that's what I receive as a player. And, you know, it brings excitement because, I mean, we all excited, you know what I mean? And not just that, but It's all about belief, you know what I mean? Belief that we can win now, belief that, you know, we could be special right now.
What was Ben's message yesterday, and what did that look like? Was it him in front of the whole team? And how long did he talk? What did he say?
Yeah, it was him in front of the whole team. Like I said, some of those things that I just talked about, you know what I mean, was his message, you know what I mean? Obviously, first day is kind of overwhelming a little bit. You got to go through logistics. You got to go through security stuff, medical stuff. Just it's a whole lot of stuff to try to get in a small period of time. But, you know what I mean, more or less, it was just about mindset, mentality, and talking about what we need to do right now starting day one as a, you know what I mean, as an organization.
People have talked about his intensity Right. Can you feel that?
Yeah, you can feel it. You can feel it, man. Just like I said, the confidence level. You know, like you said, being a first-time head coach, being able to address a room, that's important. Because you feel that as players. You feel that as, you know what I mean, just everybody in the room. And, you know what I mean, stepped up there with confidence. You know, guys was all ears. You know what I mean? Gave him the utmost respect. And that's what it's all about. You know what I mean? And you feel that as players. I felt that. And I'm like, okay, this guy the real deal. Like, you know what I mean? We got the same type mindset. So that's the thing that you get most excited about. Even walking out that room, it's like, okay, I feel the energy. Now let's put the work in as players now.
All right, let's go. I felt that. That last 30, 40 seconds there, talking about everybody's like feeling, all right, we got a chance here. This is only get that one chance to make this kind of impression on day one after they get their key cards and all that.
Well, it's funny, though, Spies, because a lot of guys actually did talk today about the logistical stuff.
Sure.
But Ben wanted that stuff to play out. By the way, this is season number 8 for Tremaine Edmonds.
At age 26.
He'll be 27 in a few weeks, but... still,
it's crazy. You mentioned his dad being an NFL. Like, this guy's a football lifer, yeah. Right? Like, one of his dad, Pharrell Edmonds is his name.
Edmonds, the Dolphins tight end.
Yeah, his dad's dream was to play with Tremaine, you know, like a LeBron thing. So, you know, he almost got it.
And then,
did
you guys see yesterday, Stephen A. went on First Take and went off on Pharrell Edmonds for wanting to do that?
And it was a segment
sticking around.
It was a segment about Ovechkin, and he made it
crazy
into
enough.
That.
And then somehow LeVar Ball showed up, and then it was totally
with one
fine.
Foot.
Oh,
Speaks thought I was telling the truth. He thought it was.
I sure did. Yeah, did. No, we workshopped that
every second. Hook, line, and sinker. Real GM.
Yeah, thanks.
I loved his work with NERD.
Thanks for exploiting my trust.
Because I'm happy.
Pharrell Edmonds. Yeah, you like his work there. I know. Ellen really broke him big into another level.
Degenerate.
Man. Yeah. That's who I meant. All right. I'm angry now. I'm gonna lash out. Feeling abused. I'm going to stop trusting all of you.
It's a good show today.
I don't know. The show was young.
Ever since the Nico thing, he's been lost to us.
I'm going
to
text Nico on the side.
He's like, I'm going to get a baseball player on my side on this.
Let me find a baseball person.
A baseball player who's totally like swing the bleeping bat.
Yeah, give me Goose Gossage. You know, let's talk to him. He'll agree with me about something.
The GM in Buffalo just didn't have much need for a 50-year-old tight end, I got to tell you. It was really sad.
I don't know how it worked like that. But, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see who the captains are on this team. See who they are, because TJ Edwards is a year younger, or has played a year less, I should say, than Tremaine Edmonds. And they're not both going to be captains. There's only going to be a few. What did Jason Leisure tell us the other day?
Three to five.
Let's go.
I think one of those captains is going to be Grady Jarrett.
And one of them is going to be Joe Thuney. Don't you think?
Another one's going to be Caleb Williams, and another one's going to be Jalen Johnson.
I don't know if it's going to be
Jalen
Johnson.
And maybe DJ Moore, and you're done.
I don't think either of those last two will be captains.
Ooh, spicy.
I think Jalen and DJ will not be captains.
All right.
And I'm okay with that.
I look forward to you telling him that.
I'm not.
Because the last time that
Ben will.
Last time you had something to say about Jalen and the C on his sweater, it turned into a whole thing.
Did it?
Remember? You got Tony Medlin fired.
Oh, yeah. Which is too before the coat drive.
Yeah, now kids don't have coats.
I know. It's my fault.
Because of what you said to Jalen. It's all my fault.
Tony Medlin still works for the Bears, and they had a whole
very
bunch
much.
Of coats.
Yeah, they got all the
they
coats
got
in
for
the world.
People who needed coats, because that's a really great thing that they do.
Agreed.
I love that when you walked in. So I got in early today because I had class. So
I had no class, so I was here a little later.
Exactly. So I get here earlier than I usually do because I'm right down the street. So I'm watching the press conferences, and you walked in with all sorts of meats and cheeses,
by the way. I
did,
the finest meats and cheeses from throughout the land.
And you were like, hey, Darnell.
It's Darnell Wright.
Yeah, and it was Darnell Wright, and he spoke about the new coach and how he laid things out.
What do you think of Ben's speech yesterday to the team?
It was good. It was good. He was, you know, a lot of, you know, stuff he had to hit on, like, I don't know the right word for it. It's just like, you know, don't park, you know, park at spot type deals. Like, stupid, you know, just, you know, but there's a couple of things he said I won't really mention, but he said some good things that you could tell he's made the right stuff, you know what I mean? So,
can you guys tell when somebody gets up there and is nervous or is unprepared or whatever? And you know, it being kind of the first time he's ever done that, how do you think he did?
I can't really tell. I mean, I don't know. I'm nervous every time I come up here, as you can tell. So, maybe you look like me.
All right, so Darnell, not really necessarily feeling the vibe or thinking about the vibe. That's all right. Darnell's a badass. As long as Dan Rauschard deals well with Darnell, I think we're in good place.
But see, he also talked about like Ben going over the logistical stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you can't park here.
Don't park in Joe Tooney's parking space.
Your car end up on blocks.
Hell yeah. I get it. It's day one. God, I really liked day one at school because, like, you didn't do a damn thing.
I tried to make day one that.
Oh, it should be.
Syllabus day.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. Here's your syllabus. Here's your key card. This is where the cafeteria is. Here's some of the new stuff. Make sure your locker works. Do you have your master lock? You know?
I will say that what I do like about this is that how many times did we have questions about them being thorough enough up there? If he wants to spend a day onboarding people, I am here for it.
All right, so just park wherever you want. Just don't run over the bees. Oh, yeah. Stinger. Dragon Slayer. You can park there. That's all right. That's fine.
They have like 30 preferred parking spaces.
They just get farther and farther away.
Just pick a locker. However you do it is totally cool.
This is my spot right here. And you're like, just park on the other side. You're going to be closer to the building.
Jalen's MFing him.
He's like, mother bleeper doesn't have my spot. What are we doing here?
Let's get him towed up out of here. The most important relationship that is available for Ben Johnson is one that we're going to spend some time focusing on segment.
That's with the fans. That's what you're talking about, right?
No, I am not.
It's with the media.
Nope. But he's been really good at both, I think. Caleb Williams, his quarterback, the guy that he's going to be spending a lot of time with between now and September.
That's true. That's the most important one.
What did the quarterback take away from his first experience of the coach in a team setting?
Yeah, it was great. Being able to see him get up there, he said something that, you know, he said, you know, you never forget your first day as a head coach. And, you know, he said, it's a great day and, you know, let's get this thing rolling. He jumped out there and, you know, said a bunch of do's, said a bunch of don'ts, said, a president of what we're going to be like as a team, finding our identity and all of that. So, you know, we're excited. Obviously, we have to put in the work. Can't be too excited because the work hasn't been done. But, you know, definitely excited for what's to come and, you know, the future.
Do you get a sense for how Ben is going to push you out of your comfort zone as a coach?
Yeah. I mean, today we had our first quiz as a QB room, and it's not like a real quiz where you go up and write stuff. It's just us. We went over a few things yesterday, talked about a few things, and you know, Ben walked in, this morning, flung open the door, made a grand entrance, and then we got to work of him testing us about what we talked about yesterday and things like that. So already first day in and challenging us, and you know everybody loves a challenge in this sport. It's one of the great things about the sport. Every day is a challenge, and today we got our first one.
Man, it's gonna be the thing to watch with this team all summer long and into the season. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. I think of Caleb every time that is referenced from Ben Johnson, because last year the choice of the entire regime, all the way from the top on down, was make Caleb comfortable. And that went okay in terms of Caleb's performance, but that's not how a team needs to function. And this organization now, as led by Ben Johnson with his vision, is going to invert that and make him uncomfortable. And that's where the growth is, man. The growth is in the work you are avoiding, is something that I have heard for a long, long time. And I feel like I get it now at this point in my life in a way that I never have. That's where the growth is, Caleb. So get uncomfortable and let's see what you got.
Yeah, and the idea isn't to, you know, now you're going to haze Caleb Williams. Not or something at all. Like that. It's let's put in this work. Let's put it in together. Let's put it in correctly. Let's not. What does Spice tell us? That it felt like Caleb was doing a lot of this stuff on his own.
Yeah.
Last year.
Right. Right. And that's good. Do your stuff on your own, but then come together. And by the way.
No, but I'm saying like that's a completely bad thing that all of us could kind of look and be like, wait.
Oh, you mean on the practice field, yeah, in terms of, yeah.
Like, is he teaching himself how to play NFL football?
No.
Because that seems like a terrible idea.
Get ready to be admonished in front of your teammates if you deserve it. If you do something wrong, get ready to take it and wear that, because Brady did all the way through his whole damn career.
This is part of the reason that he's great, and it is a very fine line. It's a very fine line. You got to find that.
Take your risk. Go ahead and be great, and then deal with the fallout after that. Therapize the fallout after that. But you want to prove something?
CW18.
You want to prove something to your team? Then you admonish the quarterback. You admonish the chosen one. But if he deserves it, not haze him like you're talking about, but go after the young man if need be. Test him. You bet.
Make sure he's on top of it. Make sure that he's staying with you. I like the idea of, here's a second day quiz.
Here you go. You didn't know? Okay. Remember, just be ready.
Gave you that book yesterday? Remember how we were going to talk about it? Boom. Here.
Yeah.
Let's get after that.
Hey, man. It was week three when Mercedes Lewis said that people need to be coached up harder, and we all knew he was talking about that young man, among others.
Yeah.
So bring it. Mister.
So far, the reviews have been pretty good.
I agree.
And entertaining.
But there's depth to Caleb and Ben that's going to be there for us to check out. And we got to listen to Caleb and see if he's, how he's going to buy in and what it sounds like as he's learning.
Yeah, that's something that we need to spend a little bit more time on. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll get more in-depth in this relationship. Let you know what the quarterback's thinking of what he's gotten from his head coach, and see how this makes you feel. Spiegel and Holmes talking Bears with you on The Score.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with Family Carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday bath? Yeah. Oh, the Spiegel and Holmes Show.
Afternoons on the Score.
He didn't have a bad year.
No, he did not.
I think throughout the whole season, did he do like 5 or 6 interceptions?
Yep.
As a rookie? Dude, like, come on, man. Like, you got to give that man his props. Like, of course, he got sacked, or maybe he held the ball too long, whatever. And it's like, it's seeming like he was kind of like learning on his own almost. You know what I mean?
Spice Adams talking about Caleb Williams and some of the struggles that he had last year. And yeah, it did seem like at times he was on his own, because you're going to leave his tutelage to Shane Waldron?
Yeah, just a brutal hire, an embarrassing process, all of it.
Where does he go? Does he go, okay, well, I'll go talk to the head coach?
No.
Nope, no help there.
Only when the cameras for Hard Knocks are around. That's when you go talk to the head coach.
Let me go back to my quarterback room. There's a vet in here that can, well, nope.
There was no vet player. Now, to your point,
if Nick Saban had left the room, you got no shot, Caleb. I'm sorry. As long as Nick Saban's here, we can talk quarterback play.
How about the passing game coordinator? Thomas Brown seemed like a truth teller. Oh, what? They met each other for the first time when Thomas Brown became the OC.
Like, it's all...
It's embarrassing. Speed. It's so embarrassing.
I'm so glad he's the new head coach, by the way.
Congratulations, right. On dinner. Looking forward to that.
No, yeah. No, I don't know.
In retrospect, what last year's Bears season looks like is crazy town.
It's laughable. It is absolutely crazy town. But here we are with an opportunity to create the dream. The dream is Bill Walsh and Joe Montana, Mike Holmgren and Brett Favre. You know, Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. The dream is offensive-minded head coach who has assistants that maybe cycle through and you never have to worry because he's the guru and he's here and he's in charge, with quarterback that sets you up for a decade. That's the dream. It always should be the dream, because at its best, that's what you want. Bears have a shot at it right now. Let's see. You got a super skilled former number one pick and the prized offensive head coach from this last cycle. Now let's watch and see how it develops.
It's funny because when you said Ben Johnson's got to figure out a lot of stuff, and like this is the first thing, in my mind I went to one of the next things, which was the multitasking that he now has to do as a head coach versus being the guy that's in charge of offense. It's different. And figuring out how to spend your time and where to spend your time. But I think that's another thing where we can look at it and go, look at what he hired as a staff and say, oh, well, the defense, he can, I wouldn't say leave it alone, but if he wanted to, he could.
He could tell some philosophical things to Dennis Allen and then let him take care of business.
A guy with actual head coaching experience who is known for running a defense well.
Right.
So you've got that. If worse comes to worse, if there's some sort of like disaster where Ben's like, I have to spend more time with the offense,
mm-hmm.
He can do it theoretically because of who he hired as his DC.
And he's got Declan Doyle as the offensive coordinator, who is a thrilled and willing assistant to do all of the grunt work that could possibly be asked of him, while letting Ben make every philosophical choice and call all the plays.
Yeah, take care of these cards. This is how we're going to run practice. Let's see it at the end of the night. We'll go over the scripts, all of that stuff.
Right.
But I'm big picture man.
I'm big picture.
Big picture man.
And we'll see who else gets in the quarterbacks here. JT Barrett, as the quarterbacks coach, of course, one would assume. I don't know how much Declan Doyle is going to be in the quarterbacks here, but we know Ben Johnson's going to be. He already is.
Or Eric Bieniemy putting a foot up his ass.
Getting his Norm Van Leer on.
Shout out to Norm.
All right.
I miss Norm.
Norm owns that phrase.
Oh, my God.
He owns that completely. It's his intellectual property.
I miss that, man.
Agreed.
Here is Caleb Williams talking about how this could be a career course change for him.
Ben said last week that this offense is going to likely require you to go under center more. At this point of the offseason, what does that preparation look like?
It's the whole thing. It's working, getting up to the line, and it's like visualizing, like getting up to the line, staying the cadence, being on the center, you know, controlling those things, going over the routes, concepts, the footwork in your head in the off season, so that, you know, when those times hit and it's fourth quarter and you can't think about those things and you can't focus on those things, it's second nature, second habit, first nature, first habit of doing that, and getting under there and going through the cadence, going through the huddle sequence, getting up to the line, making checks if needed or anything like that. So I'm just practicing those things now, visualizing those things now, and building on those.
The Bears brought in a connection with Lincoln during your time at Oklahoma and USC. I know it's very early with Ben, but do you have a sense of kind of what that connection is going to be like and how you two can grow together as head coach and quarterback?
Yeah, I think I have a knack for being able to tell when I vibe with somebody or anything like that and connect well with somebody. And I would say it was pretty similar feeling from when I, you know, met Lincoln 5 years ago now, I guess, 6 years ago, which is crazy to say, but 5 years ago, you know, like I said, a very similar feeling. Obviously, he's different in his own ways and unique ways, but a similar feeling for sure.
How is it different from a year ago when you came in as a rookie and you were meeting a new staff then for the first time?
This feels different. Obviously, it's the same in that sense. Being around these, you know, these coaches and, you know, some of these new guys, obviously that's new, and that's how I felt last year. I think some of it for me, though, is the fact that I've gone through a year, the fact, you know, that I had ups and downs and, you know, we stayed strong and I stayed strong. And I think that's the difference to it so far for me and the feeling for me. And then obviously, you know, what Ben has been able to do, bring some excitement for me. So, you know, those have been the two main things of, you know, I've had a year under my belt now of ups and downs and good and bad and things like that. And then the excitement of Ben being here and his creativity and all these different things.
What impressed you most about what Ben did in Detroit? And how do you expect that he working with you will specifically benefit you and your career?
Us growing together is key. Starting now, him pushing me, key. And I know that, and he knows that, you know, him pushing me, because it's as he said before, it's a QB driven league. And so, you know, being able to have that position right on every team, that's why that position is so important in draft or, you know, people trying to get the QBs is at this day and age of the game, I would say is because it's so QB driven. And if you have that position right, it helps with, you know, a bunch of different things. And so, you know, so building that bond, you know, him pushing me and us growing together for the years to come, it's gonna be fun. I can't wait. And you know, to be able to help me, you know, learn more about ball, because he's super smart, super sharp, and, you know, grow and progress in those ways, so that, you know, year four, you know, I'm out there and it's you know, Ben's obviously still, you know, calling, Ben's doing his thing, but you know, it's a Jared thing where Jared's out there now. He's just, you know, he's calling the whole game in a sense when he's out there on the field and he's been the coach.
Ooh, dig that. So Jared Goff being in charge that way, that's a North Star for Caleb.
You got to earn that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You know, let me just say, there's some decoding of Caleb and some kind of patience that it takes to listen to Caleb, because he's so careful and he's really good about being careful not to say anything. Like, he's not the guy we're going to go to for comparison with the last staff. He's not really going to give us that because he doesn't want to bus toss anybody, and that's cool. But we just got to listen for the stuff that he talks about for right now and moving on. When he says, yeah, he's super smart, he's super creative, you know, and you think about the way that he was when he let his guard down with Amon Ross St. Brown on that podcast. Remember that in terms of how he feels about Ben. And the thing in there about, like, him pushing me, he said it a few times. I know it's going to be about him pushing me. So he knows he's going to get pushed and he's going to be able to take it. I think he's going to be able to take it. It's just going to be really, really interesting and important to watch.
So this was the second time that I heard Caleb, because I was listening in the office before the show. And one of the things that I don't think that we spend enough time talking about, and I get it, it's results-based. They want it now. They've heard all the stories about what Caleb Williams is and who he was going to be when he pops into the NFL. The concept of becoming a professional, it's hard for any of us to understand when you get that first real job of what it takes to then do it. And then when you think about it from the perspective of here's a guy that has always been the person who has been looked to as the leader, as the guy, as he's doing all this stuff. And now there might be a part of this that's going to take him a while to adjust to, while having to navigate, oh, I got a C on my chest because I'm the quarterback of the team. Things don't feel right here. And I feel weird maybe even saying they don't feel right because I don't know, because I'm not used to this. Mm-hmm. I think that even with some of the growth that we saw, and obviously Jaden Daniels is the guy that people are going to most closely associate Caleb Williams with, 1-2 in the draft, I want to give him the grace of, oh, okay, now I got it. I understand how this works. Like him saying inside of there, when he's saying, now that I have a full season, and he kind of chuckles under now that he understands what NFL life is like.
There's a level of learning. There's a level of this, a level of that, level of being public in front of you guys every week. Like the exhaustion of the length of the season and everything like, yeah, no, he didn't know. How could you know?
And
now
he's lived it. He didn't really have a lot of great role models to help him out in that regard. So I think that's part of this too. It's something that I'm looking for. The idea of being challenged by Ben Johnson on that front, to me, is significant, because how do you deal with that? How do you deal with someone? Now you're dealing with someone who does know the answers to the test.
Mm-hmm.
You're not dealing with someone who's guessing. He wrote the test.
Yeah, you know,
he knows the answers to it.
You're reminding me of last year. Caleb referenced grace in training camp, that he appreciated the grace that he was getting from the coaches. Might have been a little too much grace and about the wrong things. But, like, the grace, he still needs it, though. He still needs it as a young man, you know? And it's going to have to come, but maybe with different aspects, different aspects. We got more that we need to hear, and I don't want to shortchange anything.
Neither do I.
Let's stay right here with it.
All right, there's one more piece of sound from Caleb, because we're trying to figure out, and maybe you can help us with this, if Caleb understands a concept, and I wouldn't fault him if he didn't.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people out there who don't understand the concept.
And it gives us an opportunity to whiteboard some stuff. We'll do that next here on the screen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Score.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
Wait, what percent are you?
Huh?
What percent are you?
I'm Native American black.
No, body fat.
Oh, body fat. I was like, what are you talking about? Percentage?
Yeah, you would see.
I'm 11.
Oh my God.
People do ask these types of questions, especially now in the days of Dr. Henry Louis Gates. Folks want to know.
What percent are you? And they meant body fat, did the St. Brown brothers. And Caleb thought it meant
heritage.
It was, wait, what percent are you?
Huh?
What percent are you?
I'm Native American black.
No, body fat.
Oh, man. Well, you know, it happens.
It happens, man. Huh? People are doing this with Haley Steinfeld as we speak.
Oh, really?
Oh, you didn't know?
I didn't know. This is Josh Allen.
I love her. Yeah. Oh, now you love her a little less because she's black.
No.
Got it.
No. I'm saying I don't want her to go through that. I'm a big Pitch Perfect guy. People forget that.
I mean, now that people are seeing her in a movie that's primarily with a black cast, people are like, oh.
There's a blend that's
and you
going
go,
on?
Oh, you know what? I got can it. Totally see it.
Lawrence, did I ever tell you that I had the most boring 23andMe breakdown?
Is it like 99% Ashkenazi?
100%. paid all that money.
Jewish.
I got back 100% Ashkenazi Jew. Good night, everybody.
You've taken your data off there by now, right?
What data is there to use now?
Oh, legit all your DNA? Oh,
yes, right, someone DNA. May find out Spiegs is Jewish if he keeps it up there.
The radio host with the last name Spiegel?
I know. I might get
Der Spiegel!
Yeah. I might get found guilty of crimes I didn't commit just by like the happenstance of DNA usage.
Well, no, it's a government thing. Dude. Not the crimes that you didn't commit, but I mean, they can
take my DNA.
Basically, we're all screwed even if like you didn't do it. Because maybe someone in your family did it, or they have DNA of someone in your family. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
I do think it's fascinating, though, like when people can find out a little bit more.
Oh, my God. My wife's was like the most interesting. It was an unbelievable read.
Yep.
It was awesome.
And then you were like.
Then we did mine.
And you're like, oh, man.
She's like, I can't wait to see yours.
Channy,
like,
when you did yours, you were 25% Dalmatian, correct?
I was 100% dat bitch. You know?
you did just take a DNA test.
Danny got that
turns
dog.
Out, he had a dog. It was dog.
He got that, and it's Lizzo's dog.
It was 80% dog killer mentality is how it came up.
But yeah, I would just caution you.
Dog killer mentality.
It's a bad mentality to have.
Yeah.
As we get closer and closer to the movie Sinners coming out, there's going to be a lot of discussion about Haley Steinfeld.
Okay.
A lot.
She's a pretty girl. Talented.
She is. And she's very good. And her and Michael B. Jordan clearly have chemistry.
They're very close, apparently.
Really got along well,
Danny,
huh?
You see it?
I've seen this stuff.
Does Josh Allen know?
I don't know if he does.
People are trying to make sure that he knows. Yeah. I think he'll know once he starts playing games. I think he's going to hear a lot of that, which is going to be a tough year for him. Unless he's a secure guy. You know?
I hate that for him.
A defensive lineman wouldn't bark anything like that.
No, I was just thinking about the fans. God, there's people so much closer than the fans that can tell him that. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But the math of what it takes to be an NFL coach has changed. And Ben Johnson loves passing EPA, expected points added. And it's a complicated stat, but there are corollaries in other sports that can help explain it. And we can do so after we listen to this if we need to. I'm curious whether Caleb Williams knows what it is.
Look, I just feel like maybe he was caught off guard by the question, and instead of saying EPA, someone should have said expected points added. But when I listened to it, maybe I'll just hear it differently this second time. When I listened to it, I was like, I don't know if he knows what they're talking about.
What's your understanding of EPA and the things that Ben will require of you to get that number that means a lot to him where it needs to be?
Just repeat the question.
EPA is big on Ben's radar. What's your understanding of that, and then what will be expected of you to kind of get that in the sweet spot?
Yeah, I think it just comes down to details, accuracy details. That doesn't just mean, you know, physically and things like that. That means, you know, being decisive and being accurate mentally and sharp mentally. And just being on top of it. So, you know, I think that starts from it, the decisiveness. And then, you know, when you get out there and, you know, when you're decisive, and everybody plays a lot better when you're decisive. And there's, you know, the QB position is when you're on the field is played in gray. And so having everything else that I can have in black and white is a part of that. So, you know, that part. And then, you know, when you get on the field,
it's a more type of situation.
You're more accurate with the ball. You get to place it where you want. You get to go out there and, you know, make checks and be clear minded. So that's the goal. And, you know, we'll work towards that and working on Ben's EPA.
Oh, Ben's EPA. It's not Ben's EPA. It's just EPA. So, he's got no idea what it is. That's okay.
I had one of those down in the craft cave during the opener.
There's Ben's some EPA right there on the bar.
Extra pale ale.
As someone who, especially this time of year, gets to listen to 22 and 23-year-olds explain their way into answers and sometimes out of answers, that's exactly what that sounded like.
Yeah, that's a guy.
That's what I was like, you know what? Uh-huh. B for an effort on that one.
Yeah.
You did not understand the material.
Here's the thing, though. He doesn't need to know. He doesn't need to know what it is as long as he's doing the right things. It's, you know what it's a lot like, frankly? It's a lot like BABIP for a baseball player.
So where, you say BABIP.
Or BABIP.
I say BABIP.
That's fine. Batting average of ball in play. Or like XFIP for a pitcher. Fielder independent pitching or expected fielder independent pitching. EPA is a lot like that because EPA is about measuring what the player himself would be expected to do if everything else worked perfectly. You know what I mean? Like BABIP is like, well, what are you going to do? You hit it hard. And XFIP is like, well, you threw it really well, but your fielder made the mistake, or your fielders weren't in the right spot. So it costs you an ERA, but it doesn't cost you an XFIP. Like those kind of things. EPA is something that's great for Ben to use as a guiding force of how he's going to coach, but it's
he
not.
He doesn't have to coach to the EPA.
Well, he doesn't have to. Caleb, as a player, doesn't need to know it. There are tons of baseball players who want nothing to do with BABIP or XFIP.
And they'll bring him the information that he needs to know, and it'll be distilled through Ben Johnson and through JT Barrett and whoever
just
else.
Just call it what it is. This is gotcha journalism by our guy, Dan Wiederle. That's all it is. They just got done saying, oh, they just talked to us about parking spaces.
Yeah.
And there's Weedsy. Gotcha. Got him. Day one.
Who you can see in person on April 17th, Take the North Live, here at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage.
Ooh. That is really cool. Two pairs of tickets for that is what we're going to be giving away. You get to Take the North Live with Mark Grody and Dan Wiederer on the 17th of April. Be listening later on, and the fourth caller when we announce it. Wait, are you going to play something from Take the North? All right, it's going to be this.
And the last thing, the most important piece, is we're going to take the North and never give it back.
Oh, I'm so glad the page turn is in there. When you hear that, be caller 4 and caller 5 to 312-540-0670.
Will they be on the clock for that? Or?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. Is it a double? Is it a cross?
Will they,
we're going to cross the shows? That could be bad.
Will they be taking the North to on the clock?
That's a great question.
Will they be on the clock to take the North?
I don't know. Now I'm confused. I mean, I was already confused.
The answers to these questions and more on Soap. Is that an old enough reference?
It's because the show name sucks. That's why you're confused.
Soap?
It shouldn't be, it shouldn't be on the clock.
But Soap worked very, very well.
Benson went on to be governor.
Yeah, he sure did.
Well, we think. They left us with the cliffhanger.
Lieutenant governor. And he and Krause were totally going to hook up.
Yeah.
Book that.
Yeah. The sexual tension between Benson and Krause.
Oh, man.
Legendary.
Only like, it's like you and the Swingers. You know what I mean? You
better believe it.
That kind of tension.
That's how we roll. When we come back, let's talk a little bit with a guy who's doing very well. Matthew Boyd of the Cubs joins us next here on The Score.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.